Hi guys, it's been quite some time, but hello, hi, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Christy, if you're new here, or also somewhat known as Sedona Christina on YouTube and Instagram, and let's be real, those are the only two platforms that I really actually use. Sometimes I dabble with Facebook. Doesn't happen very often, though. Welcome back to my podcast, Dirty Hippies, which, by the way, there was a little bit of debate, and by debate, I mean it was really mostly an internal debate with myself about whether or not I would keep the name Dirty Hippies, but if you noticed in the last episode, it's back, and or it's not back. It never went anywhere. It's here to stay. The name Dirty Hippies is here. If you don't like it, you don't like it. I like it, so yep. Yeah, so today I just wanted to sit and chat about, well, if you guys have been following me on social media, then you know that I've been going through quite the time in the last couple of months, and I don't even want to call it depression. Like, I've had experience with depression since I was about 15. I'm 23 now, so for the last while, can't say I'm the biggest expert on it. I don't know if any of us are, but I can't say I'm an expert on anything, really, let's be real. But I've been feeling a lot of things the last couple of months, and by feeling a lot of things, I mean I've been feeling kind of nothing. I feel like I've felt lost. So it hasn't been traditional depression in a sense of like I feel down on myself. It's more so, I mean, to some degree, I know that's going to be within any form of feeling down, but I can't say that it's been mostly like me feeling bad about myself, but more so me feeling lost in the world, me feeling like I was somewhere that I wasn't supposed to be, in a sense. And yeah, so I just wanted to sit and chat about it because I recently posted a video on YouTube that had a lot of mixed reviews, and it also was sort of in the moment of me feeling a lot of emotion, not really giving back to you guys. So I kind of wanted to be able to put it into words a little bit more and give back to you guys just in case anybody else can take it in their life, because I kind of truthfully feel, and I'm not trying to be a silly Instagram human, because I feel like, oh, they're out there and we all know it, and there's a lot of people just spreading a lot of nonsense at this point on social media, and I never wanted to be that person, but I do genuinely feel like every time I have these huge life changes, I want to share them because you never know who it's going to impact, you know? So yeah, I feel like this has been a big one for me, and I hope that shows in the next couple of, you know, years of me going forward towards my purpose, and I think that everybody can be affected by it. Anyways, so let's just jump into it. Yeah, let's talk about feeling empty and feeling lost and coming back to who we truly are. Okay, so I don't even know how to give this a proper definition. I really don't. There is no one word for the feelings that I'm going to talk about in this podcast. The only thing I can say is I know what it's like to feel like your life is off the tracks. To feel like you're standing there and you can see the train, and it's a train that you were once on, and you're in the middle of nowhere, lost, and you don't know how you can get back on that train. I really hope that analogy makes sense, but I know exactly what that's like. And I feel like that was how I felt for so long. And all I can say, first and foremost, before we even jump into how to get out of that, but when you are feeling down in any way, whether it's feeling down about what we're going to talk about today, or feeling down about anything in your life, congratulations. Because any time that you're feeling depressed, or you're feeling upset, or you're feeling like you need to get out of this moment and you would rather be somewhere else, congratulations, because that is amazing. the fact that you are acknowledging the fact that you aren't happy where you are, it opens up every avenue for change, and it opens up who you will become and who you will be in this world. Because without feeling upset and without feeling down, things would never change and you would stay exactly where you are. So every single time you have one of these feelings, it's amazing because it's you acknowledging the fact that you would like to be doing something else. So congratulations, because the fact that you're acknowledging it, the next step is to just do something about it. And the step after that is gradually becoming everything that you would ever want and dream of in this universe. If there's any other business nerds out there, I always think about it in the fact of, if you don't understand what I'm about to say, don't worry about it. But I always think about it in the fact of, every single time you're feeling down, it's ROI positive. You taking the time to be with yourself and to understand yourself a little bit is investing in yourself. Any single time you have a moment, a lull, and that agitation that you feel, that need for change, and that looking into yourself is an investment in yourself. And that's so amazing. And you will get return on that investment if you continue investing in it. Even if it doesn't feel like it right now, even if you feel like you're sitting there doing nothing, like you're a bump on the log, because you're acknowledging the fact that this is a time, it will be ROI positive, I promise. If you didn't understand what I was just saying, don't worry about it. But essentially, make sure you're investing in yourself, and there's always going to be a return if you invest in yourself. For me personally, I don't want to make this all about me, but for me, I felt like something was wrong, and I was screaming it to the world for so long. I was telling my friends, I was posting ridiculous and probably a lot of embarrassing things on YouTube and Instagram, and just sharing too many of my feelings with the world. But I felt like I just needed to get it out. I felt like I didn't know what the answer was, so I was screaming that I needed help, kind of waiting for somebody else to come save me to some degree, but also just I was screaming it so many times so that I could hear it, so that I could finally hear myself. And it ended up becoming this incredibly selfish period in my life. And I want you guys to learn from my mistakes, because I wish I hadn't prolonged that for so long. I wish I hadn't prolonged that for more than a year of feeling that way. It was an incredibly selfish period of time for me. Everything that I did and said was related to me. Every conversation I had with my friends was about me. Every Instagram post I posted was about me. Every YouTube video that I posted was about me in some way, because I just felt so lost and helpless, and it was such a selfish period of time, which is something that I could talk about, and I could sit here and say, you know, I feel really bad about it and go into that, but I don't, because again, it was me investing in myself, so I don't feel bad about it. But I found that in the last couple of weeks, I really dug into, okay, why do I feel so upset? What is the cause of me feeling lost? What is the truth that I know is under there? And I knew it was there. And for me personally, that was, I was searching this dream of becoming a YouTuber. And while I love being on YouTube, I don't think that that's my career in the end. And like, I'll always be on YouTube making things, but I don't think that I am destined for that. I think I'm destined to do other things while still making YouTube videos, because it's a fun hobby. But I was searching this goal of becoming a YouTuber. I was looking for something that wasn't truthfully myself, because my calling in life, I don't believe at this point in time, is to be on YouTube. I think it's a fun hobby, but I don't think that that's my calling in life. So I had to sit there and I had to accept it, and I had to say, who the heck am I, and what direction is my calling in? Maybe I don't know it yet, but I had to accept the fact that I was searching for something and I was trying to become something that wasn't myself, because I was getting so lost in sitting there and thinking about, okay, what videos am I going to post? And, oh, I'm not good enough for this video yet. And how am I going to do this and that and this and that? And I had literally a laundry list of videos that I wanted to make. And I was so lost in becoming this person. I was so caught up in becoming this person. But I knew deep down that I didn't want to be that person, so I had all the ideas and everything on paper, and then I didn't execute. I didn't do it because I didn't really want to.
Definitely not saying that social media is bad, because I'm obsessed with it still, and I still think it's one of the most amazing things to ever happen to our generation. It's a great platform. To some degree, it really depends on the person and the situation, but I don't think that for me personally, it was my calling. I think that I'm just destined to do something else. You know what I'm saying?
The minute I just accepted that I was trying to make videos, maybe I am destined to be on YouTube. I don't know. Maybe it is in a different way. Maybe it's not the style of videos that I had been posting or had been making this laundry list of doing. All I'm saying is I had to sit there and accept the fact that that wasn't my calling and wasn't what I should be doing. And it wasn't something that I wanted to hear for so long. So you might be listening to this with some sort of goal in mind of wanting to become an expert hairstylist. I don't know why that was the first thing that came to my mind. But what I'm saying is you might be forcing an image or a career path or a hobby or something that doesn't serve you. And accepting that and really accepting that, admitting it, admitting that you were wrong. Oh my goodness, it's so freeing. So I made that video just saying, you know, hey guys, I've been putting a lot of pressure on myself and I feel like I've been lying and I've been becoming, not lying, but I've always been myself, but I feel like I've become somebody that I'm not. I've given up certain things in my life and my lifestyle has taken a complete 90 degree turn, and not that all of it was bad. And you know, I don't want to sit here and say that everything that I've become isn't me, because parts of it are, but there are certain things that I gave up that didn't fit my true meaning and didn't fit my true being. And I am really sorry about that to both myself and to other people. I've been affected by me making lifestyle changes that I didn't truthfully believe in, but I did just because it seemed to fit the mold. So yeah, sorry, I'm getting into like a really intense tangent right now. But yeah, I think that once we accept it and we stop pushing against it, that's where the real change happens. When we allow ourselves to be free from the constraints that we've developed in our mind and from these rigid goals, and just be and be truthful in the moment and be truthful to who we are, who we really, really are, I think that's when everything starts to align. And that's why for me, I feel like I finally have this crazy blank slate. I finally feel like I'm starting over after a crazy couple of years. So yeah, the cure to feeling empty, in my mind at least, obviously I don't know all the answers and I never will, but to me it's really admitting to myself why I feel lost and what I'm trying to do that doesn't necessarily align with who I am and what my purpose is. And then to stop pushing against it, and to soak it in for a little minute, and to think about it, more than a minute, you know, to soak it in and then move forward
with new goals and new things that I want to try and see if they work for me.
And take control of who I am and what I want to be, like I thought I was doing before, but take control of the true me, to be honest with myself. And at that point, you can gradually jump back on board that train and feel aligned with yourself. At least that's how I'm going to interpret it and what I believe at this point. I'm open to suggestions with my theory. If you think it has flaws, let me know. If I could leave you with anything, I want to say that it's okay to have a selfish period in your life, and it's okay to delve into yourself and feel lost. It's really okay. And once we accept that we're in that period, as well as accept that what we've been pushing up against, what we think the universe is actually truthfully throwing at us to some degree, I think that things get a lot easier. And I hope that this has been at all helpful to anybody else. I really don't know if it's been. I tried to not make it selfish, but then I went off about my own tangent a little bit. But yeah, let me know what you guys thought, and I will talk to you guys in the next one. Don't forget that in the show notes, all of my social media and all of that fun stuff is down below. And if you enjoyed this, please share it with a friend, maybe a friend who you think is going through something that they need to hear this for. I'm not making sense today. I'm gonna go now. I will talk to you guys tomorrow, because don't forget it's Walktober. Anyways, I'll stop plugging things and I will go and leave you now. I hope you're all having a magical day, and bye bye. I love you all so much.